It's 10-2 right. It's 10-2 right on Miss Bess's reel, and I'm setting this up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 2 right on Miss Bess's tape, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971.
I'm just going to put it right here in the middle of the table where I can smell it.
Okay. Put it where you want to. It's yours.
Well, that is just beautiful. I just can't believe it.
So you can't believe it?
No, sir.
But it's true.
It's very sad.
You got your pie. You said you, I'm going to get some potatoes and have you to bake me one. I thought about that and thought about it. So I had some potatoes there. Well, I have to go over there every Wednesday morning and get up and bake it. And when she comes home, she can carry it on. She won't have to bring no potatoes. As many nice things as you do for me and that big nice cake, then I wait till you bring me some potatoes, as many potatoes as I done already eat up. This belongs to you.
When I saw you bringing those that pie over from Doris's, oh, that was beautiful.
You can unwrap it and look at it.
And you got up this morning.
Yes, ain't it moved?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, Miss Marlowe, I'm used to getting up if I got something to do. Well, then I'll get on with it.
Take me all day to make a pie.
All day?
You made the crust and all?
Yes, sir.
For goodness, sweet potatoes are so high to begin with.
Well, they is high, but I have to have a few of them once in a while. But they is really high. I don't get many. I get three or four. Four is high as I go.
Well, now it takes a good many to make that pie.
Me?
It takes a good many to make a pie, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It takes a right small to make a pie, but by the time you get your eggs and your butter and your sugar and your whatnot in, well, that counts up some.
And you had
but didn't we have a nice rain?
Oh, my.
Whew, I was so glad of that rain. But that thunder and lightning, I could have done without that. For I am scared of light. But Miss Miles, it was so funny. I was laying down there on the steps. Here come a bright streak of lightning right through the house. I don't know. Then he's sitting to the table eating. And that streak of lightning come through there and that heavy thunder just rattling all over everything. He just eased his plate all for me. And then they got over there in the corner in another chair. He finished eating afterwards. But you see, I don't eat. I don't eat and I don't cook. If it's thunder and lightning, I don't cook for nobody. I don't be hungry, and if they hungry, you sure have to wait till it's over. I don't fool around no fine things. But my granddaughter, if she got anything to do, or whatever she doing, she does it right away. But not me.
You say you're not hungry when it's lightning?
No. I don't get hungry. And if I ain't cooked, I don't cook till afterwards. That's just come up about time to wait. Now, if you're so hungry, you can't wait. Well, now, you cook. I ain't going to cook and I ain't going to watch you cook.
Well,
heard from the folks.
Well, I hear from them every once in a while. They doing fine.
Good. What the name the boy?
Shannon. Well, Miss Daisy, if you're cooking, you mean it would be dangerous?
Me?
If you're cooking and
well, it is to me, 'cause I'm scared. I'm scared of lightning. And I think it's dangerous to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get somewhere in a corner and sit there as quiet as I can and peaceful till the storm's over. Then I get up and do whatever I do.
Well, there ought to be some places you could sit that'd be safer than a corner, I guess, is better.
I try to get where it's dark, kind of dark. Now, when the weather's bad, I get me a chair and get in that little hole in my room, mostly. But I didn't yet, did it? I wasn't thinking it was going to be like that. It had thundered way off so long. I said, well, I don't guess we can come on. Man by the house, and he asked me, he said, Daisy, did y'all get any of that hail? I said, no, sir. I said, we got a nice rain, but we didn't get no hail. He said, his hail didn't make it open. Oh, plenty. I said, oh. He said, oh, yeah. It had nice size hail in making open, and plenty of it. I said, well, you don't say. I said, well, we didn't have none. I'm glad of it.
We don't need any hail.
No. I never need hail.
Well, I remember that big clap.
Mm-hmm. His was a big one. Looked like it just shattered, just rattling on something. Up. Oh. I laid on the safety, looking at it. He was eating. Well, he pinched on the light, and he eat right on. But when that come by, he stopped. I said, I'm going to tease him about it sometime.
And unexpected is what...
That's right.
We had some company.
Oh, I've been here a long time. Good morning.
What you got down there?
Yeah.
You been cooking? What's that, Miss Daisy?
That's what.
What's that, Miss Faye?
That's my best surprise.
Well, gee whiz.
You tell Guy.
What in the world is that?
He's going to school. That's the way to find that thing.
Goodness. That wouldn't be sweet potatoes. I don't know how we ever got along without sweet potatoes.
Guy, it's warm.
You mean just come out of them?
Tell him what you did.
It's been out a good while. But, I had to get up soon and bake it. Well, I know I had to come over here this morning, so she was to the house the other day.
Yeah.
One day last week, I was fixing to have dinner out now. And I had, she met me with some potato pies. So she said, Miss Daisy, what's that potato pie? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, some of these times, get some potatoes and bring them over here and let you bake me.
Yeah,
said,
someday okay. When you got your baking clothes on.
I said, okay, I'll bake it. So I thought about it yesterday. And I said, well, I don't have to wait for her to bring me no potatoes. And I got three or four here. I put them on cooking and make the pie. And when I go, the pie go in the morning.
How much potatoes does it take to make a pie?
Well, it don't take so many to make a pie, but I never just make one pie. I always have to make two or three.
Oh, do you?
So, I had enough potatoes to make three.
Oh, yes. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This morning. You see, time you get your eggs and your sugar and your butter and your so-and-so and your whatnot, well, one will make a pretty good, there's potatoes in the side, it'll make a nice pie.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to cooking and fixing for a big family,
yeah.
I just can't get used to a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, any time that you think about cooking for a small family, you just count us in on your family. And we come down there and stay with you a while.
Miss Daisy got up before 6 o'clock.
We were
making these pies.
Right. Well, I was going to make my pies first.
Yeah.
I made my pies before I fixed my breakfast, so she caught me eating breakfast.
Oh, really?
This morning.
Oh, she caught you. You know, Miss Daisy, I've been thinking about it. I don't know how you ever got around working for the hour. Everybody has to work for the hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I'm just a makeshift. You see, I'm not a hand. I'm just, if I had a job, you see, well, I'd have to go by the hour. All right, I work so many hours up there. But I just have few things I do when I get down there till I get through. Well, I most get through before noon. What I'm going to do that day? Yeah. I'll never make a half a day. Okay. You know what I tell them? She just lets me hang around there for what I used to do. It's not what I'm doing now.
I didn't quite follow that, Miss Lady. How you? She just lets you hang around there.
Mm-hmm. Do little things. Nothing but you will. Mostly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wipe up the kitchen. Sometimes I clean the stove.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, that stove's got to be cleaned.
Ooh. That's a job. That's the day I have a job. When the stove got to be cleaned.
Yeah. Now, when you clean the stove, you don't get paid for the hour. You just get paid for the job?
Oh, well, she counts the hours and how long I've been there.
Oh, does she?
Yes, sir. She's been about an hour.
Yeah.
When I come, she look at the clock.
Oh, does she?
And I look. When I get through, she look at the clock.
And set it down.
That's right.
You can just, you don't have any set hours. You don't have
no,
to get
sir.
That any time.
No,
sir. Leave it
I don't have
time.
No certain hours. Yeah. When I get there, I'm there. Till I leave. And I never be late. Do nobody tell? Nobody don't tell me.
Oh.
If I be late. No say a thing about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see. Just like some of them, they supposed to be to work at 7.
Yeah.
Well, if they ain't that, 7 they late.
Yeah.
Getting to the work. Some of them have to be to work at 8. If they ain't there at 8, well, they're late. But it's not so with me. I don't be late.
Yeah.
And I get down there.
Yeah.
Until I leave. She comes from the time I got there to the time I leave.
Well, now, that way, you don't, if you was something was happening around the house there, where you needed to be at the house there, your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get in a dither.
That's right. That's right.
And get to hurrying and say,
mm-hmm.
Well, I've got to get up there or they won't like
mm-hmm.
it.
Then I walks. Well, I've been walking up there a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't walk as fast now as I did when I started up there.
Yeah.
I can't do as much work now. She understands that.
Yeah.
She know I can't do what I used to do, and she don't offer it to me.
Uh-huh.
You see, since she is retired from teaching school, him and her is there all day. Busy working every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The day she don't have the baby, her and him's out in the yard. Most of the time.
Well, they like it out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot to do out there.
Ooh, yes, sir. She's fussing all the time. There's so much to do around this place, you'll never catch up. I said, your place is too big. I said, you can't catch up. I said, by the time you get around, it's time for you to go back where you started.
Yeah. Well, she could go out and teach school or hold a job down for what she does up there on that place.
She got tired of teaching.
Well, she did.
Quit. But she's been saying that a long time. Days of when I retire, I said, when is that going to be? When you can't go? She said, oh, I'm going to retire. I said, I'll go sit and hear tell her. I'm going back down. I wouldn't think she'd done quit. She told me the other morning, Friday. Oh, what's the name? Saturday morning. Mr. Mark and them went up to see Miss Richardson last week. She said when he come back, he called Mr. Leroy and told him, well, mother's about the same. She don't seem to get any better, and she don't seem to get no worse. Just that, she have to stay in bed all the time. She never get out of bed. So, but Leroy, we have one thing to be thankful for. She still got her good mind. Her mind is still good as it ever was. I said, that's for sure.
Yes.
I said, that's for sure. That's a whole lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Now she.
But it looked like she just suffered so long. She been there a long time.
Long time. Now Miss Lois, she got time now. She could get out and sort of tell people what to do, like Florida May and people like that, couldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But she don't.
She don't. She don't, she don't visit unless, if somebody's sick and she feel like she should fix them something. Go to see them, take them a bunch of flowers or something, talk with them a little while. But as long as you well, she ain't bothered.
Yeah.
Now she told me, and I didn't know that. Here, this Friday morning, about Miss Iris McCray being so sick. I think she said she had been in the hospital.
Oh, yes, she must have.
2 weeks. And she said she's home now, Daisy. Said, well, she can't do nothing. She's in the bed, said Cole Frank. He there with her the most of the time. So she went out and she picked some squash and she got some onions and brought them in the kitchen and washed them and fixed them in a bowl and carried it over to the farm. She said, we'll pick this for Iris and Frank's dinner. She said, I'll fix them and he can cook them. Said she can't cook. Said, but he can. He can cook them. Said, wouldn't be no use for me to cook it. We and I take it over there and it'd be cold for noon. Fix it in the kettle and let him cook it.
Don't take long, does it?
No, sir. Don't take long. Don't take squash and onion long to cook. So she did. I asked him to come back. I said, well, how's she feeling this morning? She said, Daisy, it's hard to tell. But she's not getting on so well as they think she should. Well, nothing you can do about it. But just wait for a change, that's all. But I do hate to see anybody just suffer, suffer, suffer. I remember something long time ago. Ms. Richardson, she picked me up when I lived in that old, under that old tree. and carried me home. So she said to me whilst we was going on, she said, "Well, Daisy, say I lost my brother." I said, "You did?" She said, "Yes, he died yesterday." She said, "But Daisy, I can't cry about it." Said, "For years and years, he haven't got a thing out of life but miseries. Now, he's out of his misery. I don't have nothing to cry about." You know, I thought about that so many times. So many times. That's true. You'd rather see him dead and out of his misery and just look at him suffering all the time.
Well, now, you've known Miss Iris. You've known her a long time.
Miss Irish McCray?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I knowed her a long time.
Yeah.
I knowed her before her and Mr. Frank married.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know just when they married, but I knowed her before they married.
Now, was she pretty lively back then, too?
Yes, she was. She's just as lively as a cricket.
Yeah.
She always had something going.
And something to say.
Something to say. Now, I feel sorry for her. You know, you think she's getting along all right now. Here the other week, must have been 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was coming home. She was hanging up her clothes. Lots of Mondays. She be done hung up her clothes.
Time you got around there.
Time I get around there. She's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody that's so active and so used to doing things. Well, when there's something happened to them, you know, it's bad on them. They got to suffer with the miseries and suffering with the wants. You be wanting to do something.
Yeah.
And can't.
They can't go fishing.
Can't do nothing.
Can't put out their own wife?
Mm-mm. It's bad.
Oh. I didn't know you knew about all the fishing holes down here.
Hmm?
I heard you quit fishing when you left the
junction. Oh, I did. I ain't been fishing. I don't think I've been fishing. About twice since I've been down here. Florida May come by the house once years ago. She was going to say, you know, she's a fisherman. She'll fish every day if she can.
Oh.
If she can't stay but an hour, she'll go there.
Yeah.
So she come by the house one day and got at me to let go fishing. I said, "Oh, May, I ain't no fisherman." She said, "Well, you come on and go. Tain't no need you just setting up here and working all the time. Come on, go to fishing and look in the water." So I got up and went on. I caught 2 fish.
Yeah.
Down
here. How did she do?
Hmm?
She kept in it.
Oh, yeah, she kept. Well, I think she caught about 5 that day. But she do catch them. She did catch them.
Well, she knows all the fishing holes then.
Yes, all the way from up there to that bridge down to Orange Lake.
Yeah.
She fished all along there.
Yeah. I'd like to hear her tell about those fishing holes. I don't know where they are.
I don't either. And I don't think she do either. She just thinks where they are. She just thinks she might come. She just stand on the bank all the way down. I don't think she ever go out in the boat.
Oh.
I don't think she gets off the ground.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that boat fishing.
I don't, but my boy loves it.
Oh, does he?
I've seen him out there on the lake, and it come up a storm, and you couldn't see the water for the rain and wind out there, and he'd be out there by himself.
What?
And I just be worried till he come in about 8 at night. I said, well, gee, where in the world was you when that storm was? I couldn't even see the water on that lake. He said, I was out there. I said, gee, why didn't you try to come home? I was just as safe out there. I'd have been if I'd have been here. I said, I don't understand. He said, you see, Mama, you don't know. I said, I ain't trying to find out. He said, you see, you push your boat up against one of them heavy tussocks out there. The wind ain't going to move. It's just going to take a terrible wind to move that boat from there.
Oh.
I said, well, did it move, Joe? No. I just sat there till it was over and I come on out. Well, Mr. Mars, I couldn't stand it. Just couldn't stand. I want to be in a house when the storm on.
You don't like stormy weather.
Me? No, sir. I do not. I like rain. But when this wind and lightning and thunder and stuff starts, I'm scared.
Well, now, when you worked out in the field, you all used to get caught out there.
We'd get caught out there, but we'd have a truck or something like that again, and I didn't like it out there. I'd be glad when they find a stop, we wasn't going to do nothing else and the truck come. Of course, if it wasn't so far, I'd walk.
You mean walk back in that storm?
Walk back to my house. You see, I'd walk home before the storm. Sometime it'd catch me, though. But I'd be on my way.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. You know a lot
do
of
Do you like stormy weather?
A lot of people do.
I said, do you?
I used to. I'm sort of scared of it now.
Not every place in a house is safe.
You know what I say, Miss Miles? We ain't safe nowhere. If God ain't for us, if the good Lord is for you, you're safe anywhere. But you see, I'm so weak, I want to try to get somewhere where I think it's a little better. But it ain't. That's just my weak. He can take care of you anywhere.
Confidence in the Lord, Miss Daisy.
Well,
and
I've got
stand.
Some in him, but I think I'll have some in myself.
Then you could stand right out there in the middle of the field.
I wouldn't do it if I could walk. I wouldn't do it.
You don't know whether you're on the Lord's side or not.
Well, I hope I is.
But you ain't risking.
And then the next thing, I think the Lord wants you to help yourself sometimes, as you expect him to do it all.
Yeah.
I think you should do something. And I believe he feel like you should do something.
But Florida May don't mind.
Huh? Florida May don't mind.
She don't mind the storm.
Don't mind much. Yes, she do.
Oh.
Yes, sir, she do. Florida May is just as scared of a storm as me.
Oh, really? Looks to me like people that are scared of stormy weather, they're the kind that oughtn't to go fishing or get out anywhere.
Well, she'll go.
These fishing holes, wondering where Shep was, Miss Daisy. That's over there in back of Mr. Thrasher's field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those deep holes?
Well, I've always heard out in the middle of that farm.
Yeah.
Well, you see, no bonnets don't grow there.
Oh, I see.
Out there in the middle of that farm. But they say it's a sinkhole out there
mm-hmm.
in the middle of that pond. And I think they say that thing's about 80 feet deep.
And that's where he was, except he
but
was at
the... That's the pond he was in, but he wasn't near that hole. He was near the bank.
Yeah. It might have been better if he was out in the hole.
Yes, might have been. But I think he had caught what fish he was aiming to catch and was coming out to come home.
Oh.
And he just about drew that boat up there so he'd fish in them bonnets a little bit. So, like I said, it had a little old stick pushing the boat. Wasn't no bigger than a fishing pole. And that stick broke. Well, I guess by him pushing it, when the stick broke, it just threw him off.
Yeah.
I asked him about what he meant by having a thing like that to push a boat. Look like when he got the boat, it ought to been a paddle there
yeah.
where the boat was, but it must have wasn't dead, he would have got it.
And out there by itself. I wonder where Florida May fishes. Now, does she fish over?
She just fish all up and down Orange Lake.
Yeah.
From the bridge on down to Orange Lake.
She just goes out there at the bank and
sometimes,
throws in her hook for her line.
Sometimes they go to see the Keys fishing. Mm-hmm. Now, George, he used to take them out there about once or twice a week
yeah.
out to see the Keys. Well, he carried a truckload out there. Well, they pay him $1 a head to take them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said this. I think if it wasn't worth a dollar, it wasn't worth nothing.
Yeah.
He take them out there. Early in the morning, they try to get away from here before sunup.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's in the night when they come back. Well, he got all that long wait, you see, a whole day to wait on them. And then they come back. And they used to catch them. They go out there and catch them. But the little fish, about like that.
3 or 4 inches.
Just about that long and about these are 2 things.
About as long as your hand?
Yeah. The most little fish I ever see. All of them are the same size. And they catch foot tubs full of them things.
Oh, really?
I told them, not me. It wasn't worth a dollar to me to go out there, sit all day long, and come back here with them little finger fish. And have to cut them out. Just steal them and gut them. You know, they're good, though.
Are they good?
Yes, I taste good.
Now, you never did go with them down there?
No, I didn't ever go with them out there.
Florida May go?
Yes, sir. You see, Florida May was the head of that business. Florida May. Dora, I don't know who.
And Dora went too.
Oh, yeah, that's been years ago.
Sure.
It ain't then, I don't think she been lately. But she used to go.
Yeah. So her and Florida May both.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in
the fishing. They fish their lunch and take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they know they're going to be gone till night.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to fish, But I like to fish a while and come home.
Yeah. All
but
day.
But the Morris fishermen, they want to fish from full sun up till after sun down.
Yeah.
They don't like to go and come back.
They don't know when to quit, do they?
No. Now, here was a man to my house about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was my insurance agent. He said, must have been Easter time. It was sometime, some kind of holiday. But anyway, when he come, I asked him, I said, well, did you have a nice time? Yes, if he said yes, I did. He said, the children wanted to go boat riding. So I carried them boat riding. And we up here somewhere to a watermelon pond, I think he called it. And so they got up there and they seen that pretty lake. Then they wanted to go fishing. He said, well, then I had to come clean back home and get the fishing tackles and come back and fish. I said, well, the children enjoyed the ride and you enjoyed riding. He said, oh, yes. If they happy, I'm happy. I said, did you have any luck? He said, yeah, I caught all of them. I said, well, that's good. I said, I don't hear that word often. I said, he always wants more. He said, Daisy, said we caught 7. And that was a plan. I said, you caught 7 fish and quit? He said, yeah, that was all one. I said, well, I ain't never heard nothing like that. I said, the more folks go fishing, the more they catch, the more they want to catch. He said, yes, David said, but that's a waste. He said, I think when you get a mess, you ought to be happy. And so I said, we had a mess and had one left. I said, yes, sir. But I don't know if I ever heard anybody say they caught enough fish.
That's the truth. Huh? And they never get to stay long enough.
That's right. They don't know when to stop. And they know who. Of course, they said it law. Got a limit on them now, but they got a remedy for that. They go catch. This morning, catch what the law like. They go in the bag. Yeah, they'll come out and eat and put them away and go back and maybe catch more than they had the first time.
Florida may do that.
So how do they do that?
Florida may do that.
No, when Florida May comes off, she's going home for good.
Oh, is she?
Mm-mm. She can't do it. That's these folk goes way out in the lake, boat riding, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like folks from Lake City and George and all up at Jacksonville. Folks like that.
Oh, yeah,
they
come
cook.
In, yeah.
Uh-huh, they catch the limit this morning. All right, they come out and they go eat and put them away and go back and get the limit this evening.
It's fish twice or 3 times.
But you know, I heard somebody saying, you know, Florida maid, she just smart. But she's not sick. But she'll go work a little for Miss Flora, and she'll work a little for her son's wife. And she helped Miss Jane a few hours some days. That's not every day. But somebody told me that her husband told her she had to stay there with him. She's got to quit work. and stay here with me if you don't. You see, the welfare pays her to take care of them, they say. I didn't know that till the other day. And it may not be all true now, but I just heard. So he told her, if you don't stay here with me, I'm going to have you took off the welfare board. I'm going to report you and tell them you work and you ain't taking care of me. I said, did he tell Florida me that? I said, nice as she is to him, I said, she don't go nowhere if she think he's sick and need her. I said, but if he's sitting up there on the porch and walking around and she feel like she'd go help somebody that needed her, and then they help her by paying. I said, I don't think he ought to bother her. I said, if the welfare is paying, they ain't giving her a dime of his money. I said, because he ain't doing nothing. But some folks think she ought to do it.
Oh, really?
Think she ought to just sit there with him. I said, Walt don't need nobody to watch him.
That don't sound like Florida May just set that home.
No, sir. That would be too hard on her.
Well, now.
But I think, I tell him, well, okay, have me cut off. When you's not sick or enough for me to stay here, I'm not going to stay. But if you sick, well, you know, I'll be right here. Yeah, if you want them to cut me off the welfare for not just sitting here day after day looking at him. I told him, I said, see, that's reason I don't fool with welfare. I said, I ain't ever been on it. Well, I said, get nothing but my little Social Security and can't nobody take that from me.
No.
I work much as I want and when I get ready, and they can't make no report on me. That's what the welfare put you on to take you off.
Yeah.
And somebody always glad to see a space to cut you off if they can.
Oh, they can be mean about that.
Sir?
They can just be mean about that, can't they?
It's just downright mean. That mean, and it sure is mean as a wolf, because she have always nursed him like he was a baby. Always.
Well, now, Florida May.
And he won't give her none of his money. Oh, I heard somebody say he got his check the other day, and she asked him about that. He told her he wasn't going to cash it. I ain't gonna catch you, and you ain't gonna catch you.
He gotta eat.
Mm-hmm. But they don't mind. You take granddad over there. He don't give me nothing. No money. When I asked him for money, well, he ain't got none. And I tell him, I said, well, you got your checks. He can see something. I ain't got no check. I don't get no check. I said, okay. But other folks can come up there time after time. Catch him sitting on the porch counting his money. Well, you know that's wrong. For him to sit right out there in the public on that porch and count his money. Somebody come along. Of course, I hope they don't bust his brains out and take it every bit.
Why, yes.
And we don't know what happened. Them children come over there the other day to see me. Oh, they had to see us. So when they come in, they say, "Where's Mr. Ben?" I said, "He's back there on the back." He ran out sitting on the back steps, counting his money. So Minnie May said, I said, "Did you find it?" She said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Then me and Dots went around there." So he was sitting on kept counting his money. She said, Mrs. Daisy, he got a roll of it. And so he was just there coming. So we stood there and watched him. That's well, why? The doctor said to him, said, well, you're counting your money, ain't you? Ooh, they said he got to trying to hide it. But they had them seen it before they spoke. I said, you ask him why he said he ain't got none.
Well, he just wrapped up, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
He just wrapped up, and he
just gone crazy. Not money. No, he don't give me no money. He been ain't give me no money but one time since he been here. So I take every bit I can get, and then I don't catch up. I have light bills paid, groceries to buy, gas to pay for, insurance to take care of. I'm doing well. If that's the way you want it, I'll do the best I can, and that's all I can do. But if he don't mind, one day something will happen to him and his money.
And that money.
That's right.
He just...
Because he should be willing to help to feed himself. That's all.
And his insurance? Does he take care of his insurance?
Sometimes he paid, but he never paid on time.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him, just like he's doing the first, they ain't gonna get it for the middle. And didn't have to do it. Well, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got much. In how in the world he can say that, I don't see. And he know it, no. He haven't bought a dime drop for nothing out of a check since he been here. And he come here in December.
6 months?
No, he haven't bought nothing. And the way I know when he get his check, sometimes James will bring his mail. Sometimes the children will bring his mail. That's the way I know.
Oh.
And then I be looking at the check. Tell him. I said, Ben, you ought to put your check up somewhere. I said, you get up and leave it there and you won't know where. I ain't got no check. I said, yes. Got a check. I said, that's a check right there. Well, I know. I said, let me see this end of it. And I was taking the pad over. And I said, what is that? If that ain't your check. You see, this woman in Fort Myers, his check still goes there. And she sent it back. And she been sending them ever since he been home. But she put them in a long white envelope.
He got one this morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. From a long white envelope, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. That's his check. You get it to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I brought it in and gave it to put it on the table.
Mm-hmm. That's his check. And he'll stick to it that he ain't got no check. Well, now, this is me.
Well, now you reckon... Walter does the same thing? Do you reckon Walter does the same thing?
I guess so. So, but he ain't been doing like that. What are they?
Yeah.
When they get so old and can't do what they want to do, they get the devil in them and they play it with anybody.
Cranky.
That's what they do. Now, Ben, he ain't always been like this, but his mind is so bad. So it's pitiful. No. He looked at me the other morning. What morning? The last week. He had told his guards I've been stealing his money. Told Doris. Then he told my granddaughter that I've been stealing his money. I said, did you believe him? I said, no, Mama, I didn't believe you stole. I said, that's his mind. So my granddaughter, it was funny to her. She said, Grandma, Granddaddy said, told me, don't you leave nothing laying around him. If you do, you won't find. So she said, like what, Granddad? Like your pocketbook. And she said, ain't nobody here to bargain. So yeah, if you leave it laying around, you'll get stole from me. So she said, who gonna steal it? Daisy. Daisy steal everything you put out. She stole over $100 of my money. I said, did you believe him? She broke out in a deep laugh. She said, Grandma, you know I didn't believe him. So I said, that was mine. So they say anything, they come to the mind. I said, but look like he let somebody else come to his mind. Sigh, saying I'm stealing from him. Well, he could tell somebody that and they'd believe
him. Yes.
Yeah, they would believe him. But the children didn't believe him. Well, it's like he told them. If anybody else go that, he'd tell them that same thing. So, one morning, like, he went to third, no, must have been Friday. I don't know when it was, but before the children left. He walked down the hall. I was sweeping up the living room. He said, Daisy? I said, He said, I want to tell you something. This morning. I said, okay. You stole my money last night. I said, I ain't stole your money. You stole it. You stole it last night. I said, I didn't steal your money last night. I said, I ain't even been in your room last night for nothing. He said, I want to tell you, you stole my money, but if I ever kept you fooling around in my room, it's going to be mighty rough with you. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a word. Yeah. I know I wouldn't steal nothing from him. Well, he can't straighten up his room. Well, now, if I go in there, it's going to be rough. I don't know if I do take a notion to go in there. Of course, I go in there, but I catch him outdoors or somewhere around. Because I don't know what he might do. And I don't want to hurt him. And I don't want him to hurt me. So, if he don't want me in his room, well, I'll slip in there when he's out and straighten it up some. Sometimes. I ain't been in there, though, since he told me that. I ain't tried to tip in there since then.
Well, I remember Bessie said over there one day, that when a person gets in that shape every now and then, Miss Daisy, they can cause trouble and don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
That's what Bessie said.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize, you know, so
that's
it
right.
looks like what that's right.
It
I
is.
Mean, from what you're saying now.
That's right. Well, my granddaughter said this. She said, Grandma, say you can't do nothing with it. She works at a hospital like that. She said, I work with them every day. And said, you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
Said, ain't but one thing you can do to try to get along with them. Said, just agree with them.
Yeah. Go along with them.
Mm-hmm. Go along with them. Said, if you start trying to change them, say, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Said, you can't do that. So George's boy, he was there. I said, well, but if I had the fool with him, he'd do better. She said, no, it wouldn't. Said, no, it wouldn't. Said, you can't do a thing with him, James. Said, the best thing you can do is just agree with him. Say, I work with him every day. I've been working with him for 4 years. And I ain't found now. You could tell nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Bessie tell me. Bessie said, just let him say what he wants. Do what he wants. Said, don't try to straighten him. Said, you can't straighten him. So, but I tell you what you do. You watch him. And don't let him do nothing to you.
Yeah.
You said, but don't try to keep him from doing nothing but hurting you. Just let him go on.
That's the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 1 Right, end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971. Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971.